Shabbos Yerushalmi corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Sadi Beis. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Beis, Amad Beis, at the first Mishnah, that's Halacha Gemel. Moitzi ben b'yamina ben b'smoiloi, b'tei cheikoi al al-kaseifoi chayev sheken masa b'nei kahas. The Mishnah says that one's liable for itzar whether he was moitzi in his right hand or his left hand, or in the garment over his torso or on his shoulder, because this is how the b'nei kahas carried. One is exempt if he was moitzi on the back of his hand, on his foot, in his mouth, elbow, ear or hair, in his money belt when they're opening face down, between his belt and cloak, in the hem of his cloak, or in his shoe or sandal, because he didn't take it out in a normal way. And the Gemara says, "If Yosef boy me'ata hoitzi v'goygeres al k'seifoi chayev v'hein masa b'nei kahas." If Yosef said, then if so, if one was moitzi a goygeres on his shoulder, he'll be liable. And our Mishnah did not stipulate about the size of the load. Is this how the b'nei kahas carried? They carried only large loads on their shoulder. Uksiv ufukudas elazar ben Aaron akoyen shemen hamaor. It says in Bamidbar per Galad, Pasuk Tet Zayin, the charge of Elazar the son of Aaron, the Kohen, oil for lighting, the incense and spices, the continual daily meal offering, and the anointing oil. One oil was in his right hand, one oil was in his left hand. The ketores, the incense, was in cheikoi, and the chavitim were on the shoulder. The entire chavitim for one day was the volume of 43.2 eggs. Now he carried it on his shoulder, even though people normally carry something of its weight, less than 3 kilo, in the hand. Shemen ha-mishcha, eichan ha-yanosan, where was the shemen ha-mishcha put? How could he also carry it? Rabbi Avon, b'shem Rabbi Loza, kamin seluchis ketana ha-yolei ab'avon dasei. Avon, quoting Rabbi Loza, said that there was like a small flask in his belt. In Temer Shahaya cotton, was perhaps Elazar was small, means it's not so important, therefore he had all of these burdens. Amr Bashir ben Levi, Ksiv, Minasi, Nasi Alevi, Elazar ben Aaron, Yoch Duchanim Haya. Bashir ben Levi rejects that because it says in there in Bamidapur, Gimon Pasuk Lamed Beis, and the prince over all of the princes of the late Levim will be Elazar ben Aaron, meaning that he was the Nasi over the other Nasiim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Omar Markal Haya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi rejected that by saying no, he was the Markal. Tani Rabchia Balamani Kreshmai Markal Shaya Ma Alakol. Rabchia said from Abai that why was he called the Markal? It's because he Ama Al Kol said about everything done in the Mishkan. Rather, he had all of these tasks because there is no greatness in the king's palace for anyone other than the king, and all the more so regarding Hashem. Levi said from the pasuk in Vayikra Pegvav, pasuk Gimel, and the king shall wear his linen tunic, and it says, and he shall lift out the ashes. Why did the Torah command the Kohen to remove the ashes, which is not dignified? Well, they teach you that there's no greatness in the king's palace. And we come now to the next Mishnah, is Halacha Dalet. If someone intended to carry something in front of himself and it swung around behind him, he is exempt. If he intended to carry it behind him and it swung around to be in front of him, he is liable. In truth, they said that a woman wearing and carrying something in a sina, which is short pants under her garment, is liable in either case because it normally goes back and forth. Rida says, also letter carriers are liable in this way. And the Gemara says, Taman Taninan Rabbi Shimon HaShazuri, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Le'necheku al-Dabashu, Shem Echo Shu Chayev, Aman Echaku, Adoshu Mishem Shne Shemois, Shubleza, Mechayev Hatas, Rabbi Yeshua, Poite. The Gemara says that there's a Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon, Shazuya and Rabbi Shimon said that Rabbi Levin and Rabbi Yeshua argue about one who intended for an Aveira and did a different Aveira. They didn't argue about something due to one shame, meaning he did the intended Malacha just to a different object, that he will be liable. What do they argue about? Something due to two shameless means he is unsure whether he reaped or grinded. For example, Rabbi Lezer obligates the chatas and Rabbi Shua exempts. They should say, no, commander Amma, b'shnei shameless nechleku, b'hacha, they should say, b'hacha shnei shameless hein, b'am commander Amma, b'shem echod nechleku, b'kan, they should say, b'shem echod. Our Mishnah exempts when he intended to carry in front and it came behind him, according to the opinion they argue about two shemois. Here we have to say that this is considered two shemois and it's like Rabbi Shua. But according to the opinion that they argue about one shame, here we could say that this is considered one shame and it's like Rabbi Yeshua. La'achov v'ali lefanov chayev commander amma b'shem echad nechaku. If you say commander amma b'shem echad commander amma b'shnei shemois, v'kan b'shem echad hu chayev. This implies a question. In a sefer, he intended to carry it behind and it came in front and he's liable. Both like the one who says that they argue about one shame and like the one who says that they argue about two shemois, here we can say that it's considered one shame and he's liable. The first opinion establishes a sefer like Rabbi Lezer and the latter opinion holds that all agree to it. Rabbi Lob Shem, Rabbi Elozer, Tanein Inun, Manda Amma, Tamon Chayev, Afacha Chayev, Manda Amma Potter, random Taman Potter, Afhocha Potter. We are quoting Rabbi Elazar, answered that Tanaim disagreed about this. The one who says that he's liable there in the Reisha, he's liable also here in the Sefer. The one who says that he's exempt there, he's exempt also here. The Emes, Mishnah said, in truth, Rabbi Elazar, Kol Mokam Shiyeshna Be'emes, Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. Rabbi Elazar said that whenever it says the word in truth, the Emes, it's a tradition from Sinai.